I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. There's a fog upon LA. And
my friends have lost the way.
Are you going to include that?
No.
It's on there.
They don't need to know.
This is... Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Leave that in there, Jake. Huh? Yeah.
No, we're starting.
No,
over.
We
I
are
refuse.
Not. No.
I refuse
that's
to start
the beginning.
A show.
I won't open the show at all, and then you won't have an opening. So, obviously, you can see Janice and I are feeling a little tired today. Lazy is the word we're looking for.
No, not lazy.
No, I think so.
Why now that's a bad myth. Why does someone who's tired, you automatically think lazy?
Well, because you're tired, which means that, you know, you're having a hard time giving it the, you know, the whole college try thing. You're getting behind it 100% because you're tired and therefore it leads to a lazy effort, so to speak.
We are not using this.
Yes, we are. And here's why.
Why?
Because I'm finding an interesting way to segue into our next topic. Are you ready?
No.
Are you ready? Come on. Yes, the answer is...
I'm not happy with this opening.
No, we're happy. Yes. Janice, watch the segue. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, when you're feeling like, ugh, I'd rather be dead than go to the gym, or my enthusiasm is flagging.
Yeah.
What I think can be very helpful is gadgets. Doodahs.
Oh, doodahs are fun.
Gear.
No, big gear. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I thought that we, you know, I've been collecting from all these friggin' magazines that I read every month, and I read them all, men's health, women's health, self, shape, health, fitness, blah, 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 men's fitness, because I'm always like, okay, what do I need to know? What's new? What's out there? What's fresh? And I find it's quite honestly, one of the best ways to do your continuing education, because it keeps you current and it forces you to research new studies and what have you. But I've been pulling out over the last couple of months all of these gadgets, and I've finally collected enough of them that I thought we could do a segment on it.
Shiny things.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
First of all, I cannot work out without music. I don't know about you guys, but I just can't. I need it. I need my music. So having your music device, and I don't know if you use your phone or if you're using a little nano or whatever it might be, that's critical. But earphones are super important. And when I run, and sometimes I've got those buds in my ears and they fall out of my ears. Other than that, I've got like a 1970s headset on, kind of like you and I have on right now, which looks ridiculous at the gym. But here are waterproof
headphones made by Adidas Sport that they're $80, but they're waterproof and they hook into your little ears so they don't fall out of your ears. And they're specifically designed for intense active workouts. So you can find them on Amazon.com.
What do they look like? Let me see.
Let's see, they're in the model girl's ears. See the yellow. And there's a shiny neon cord and the whole thing. They're cool looking. They slip right in there, and they're called Sennheiser, S-E-N-N-H-E-I-S-E-R, CX680 Adidas Sport headphones. Hook onto your upper ears to keep them from budging. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, if you're working out outdoors, and it has been awfully sunny, at least in SoCal lately, you're going to need some shades. Very important that you protect your eyeballs. We don't think about that so much. We always put on sunblock, but we don't realize the damaging effects of the sun on our eyes. So you need a pair of polarized shades. And here's a pair that essentially hooks onto your ears and have music. Huh?
Oh, that's cool.
This is cool. It brings, it's an MP3 player and sunglasses and an FM radio. Now, it's not cheap. It's $250, and you can find it at lifewearusa.com, but it's basically polarized shades plus an MP3 player plus a radio. There are no wires, no strings, nothing. And it works out outside. It's awesome. You don't need to put anything in your pocket, no cords. I thought that was actually super cool. Even though Christmas is quite a while away, I just thought you might want to make a note of that.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right, I'll write it down.
Good.
But
good.
Sunglasses are incredibly important.
These have an MP3 player in them, and they look very space age, which I think is neat. Okay, now here's one. If you're a swimmer, I'm not exactly sure how this thing works, but I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt here. It's called the Finis Lap Track. And basically what it does is it's this tiny little device, and you attach it to your pool wall, and while you're swimming your laps, it counts your laps and it counts your calories burned and it times your splits. Which is great because when you're swimming, you can't wear a body bug or a body media device or a heart rate monitor. So however they've worked this little thing out, it can track all of that if you're a swimmer while you're in the pool. It's $75, and you can find it at finisinc.com. I thought that was really cool because I've actually been doing a little more swimming lately.
Yeah, I love to swim.
It's just a night. It's like you get out of your own head.
Totally.
Changes things up a little bit. It's, you know, you're not in. Lately, for some reason, the walls of the gym make me just want to kill myself looking around. I'm going through one of those phases again where it's like, ugh, I'm hating the workouts. So this stuff has actually been helping me, believe it or not. Of course, we go back to the video gaming activities that you can do. And there was Wii. But Wii was really a tough platform. I'm not going to kid you, because it was difficult for the controllers to read with the screen, and there was no way for the Wii to actually detect your lower body because there was no controller on your lower body. So the newest, hottest thing is this Xbox Kinect. It's awesome. It's a camera, and it picks up your entire body in the camera. There's no more controllers.
Okay.
It's incredible. So if you're running, if you're jumping, if you're squatting, you can do anything, and it picks up your whole body so it can fully monitor your form and everything you're doing. We're planning our next video game, Jillian Michaels Ultimate Fitness Quest or whatever, for 2012. It's probably 2011. No, it's 2012, I think. I lose track. Anyway, the next video game, we're done with the Wii and we're going with this Xbox Kinect, but I've been having to use it because I'm learning this platform so that we can create the game. Fascinating. So
really?
Much fun. It's like Minority Report. I can just swish over to one screen and choose my game, and I can run these obstacle courses. It's awesome. So I would say if you're going to invest in any one of those consoles, those video gaming fitness consoles, Xbox Kinect takes the cake all the way. Awesome. Do not miss it. And it's a great way to be physical with your kids, too. Because, you know, kids are going to play their video games. They're going to be in front of their computers and what have you. It's sort of like, you know, if you can't beat them, join them with a little deception. So they get to play their games, but you're forcing them to work out at the same time. Now, this one I also thought was really neat. It's a scale I hate scales, but it's a Wi-Fi scale. So if you're working on any sort of online training program, you know, there's one called like trainingpeaks.com or any weight loss application or, you know, internet-based plan, this scale essentially uploads through Wi-Fi your weight and your body fat percentage instantly to your smartphone or to this link, whatever you want it to do. And it helps you stay accountable. It helps you track your weight loss and stay accountable. So every time you step on there, it tells your training program how much you're weighing, what your body fat percentage is. So it allows that program to make necessary adjustments. All right. I mean, is it a luxury? Yes. It's about $160. So it's definitely a luxury for a scale. But still, I thought it was really cool, especially for those of us who are incredibly tech savvy and who use all those online fitness training apps. And you can find this thing. It's called Wi-Fi Body Scale. And you can find it at withings.com, W-I-T-H-I-N-G-S. Oh, that was neato. Another one, watches. Now, watches, the sports watch that you're going to get should really be specific to the sport that you're playing. So if you're a triathlete or if you're a marathon runner or if you're a biker, it really just depends on what you want out of your watch device. There's a website called activewatches.com. And it can help you find the perfect watch for you with all the right features so you can choose the activity and the functions you want.
Okay.
Neat, huh? Mm-hmm. You can personalize it. I thought that was very, very exciting. Huh? No? Yes?
No.
Maybe?
No, yeah.
You're intrigued a little bit. All right. Are you ready? Now, here's another one. Okay. Websites that you can utilize. I always get people asking me how to run a marathon or how to run a 5K. An app called Sprint to the Finish. And basically what it does is it helps you go from couch to the 5K in 5 weeks. It's available on iTunes.com. Simple, easy, does all the work for you.
Cool. It's a motivational thing, you mean?
But it's a program. So when people go, oh, I want to run a 5K, but I don't know how to do it. There's a running program that it puts you through over the course of 5 weeks. And it tells you and it allows you to like speed up or slow down. You time your workouts to your runs to your music. And it's like $2.99. It's cool, right?
Well, I like the price. That's what I'm going to put that on your Christmas list instead of the $200 glasses. That's what you're going to get from me. I don't know why you gave me the $200 glasses with the MP3 when I can get you this dandy thing for $2.99.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You're so generous.
$2.99.
I hate your guts.
Well, that's what happens.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
$200 glasses.
They're not just glasses, I told you.
I realize that.
All right. Best blogs. Because, of course, we're still talking. They still fall under that category. Here are the ones that I kind of like, that I find myself, the websites that I find myself sort of lurking on. Fitbottomedgirls.com. And this is great. It has a bunch of chicks on there that essentially support one another and share tips and information, and they write little articles and they blog and everything. Great site. Another one that I like, runlikeamother.com. I'm not kidding. It's basically two single moms who balance their training and raising 5 kids. And I think it's just, and it's really amusing. It's really cute. And they talk about, their trials and the tribulations that come with that territory of staying in shape and being a mom and living their life. And I just think it could be really supportive for people that are feeling a little frazzled or a little overwhelmed.
Sure. Sure. And not to join the running groups that are, you know, they can be really intimidating. You get a group of people that you don't know, and it is intimidating.
Yeah. Runlikeamother.com.
Run like a mother.
Yeah. Fit Sugar is also a really good one. And they've got, like, you know, they've got great write-ups on there, like sneaky reasons why you're not losing weight, great little articles. They've got all kinds of little gossip stuff on there, like which celeb ducked out of a yoga class or whatever. I mean, it's a cute little site. And the thing is, and there's also one called Three Fat Chicks on a Diet.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
And I love that site. I used to, before I had JillianMichaels.com, I used to go on there and blog and like answer questions and stuff just for fun. But the reality is, these sites are all free. So, you know, while I would be sitting here plugging my own stuff, my stuff's like $3 a week. So this stuff is all free.
I'm going to put that on your Christmas. That's what else I'm going to give you.
Too. Free.
I'm going to give you some free blogging sites.
Free websites.
There. I've almost got it finished.
I hate you. I know. Another thing that you can do, of course, get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and follow your favorite fitness people, myself included. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Seriously, though, you know, do you know how often, like, on Twitter, I answer questions? On Facebook, I put up challenges. I put up, you know, workouts and this and that. And it's, does it create a program for you like JillianMichaels.com? No. Are there message boards on there like JillianMichaels.com? No. But still, I'll say, okay, you know, try this food over that food. Try this workout today over that workout today. Here's a motivational tip. If you ask me a question on Twitter, I'll do my very best to answer it. And I'm not the only one. There are a ton of other trainers on there, whether it's Harley Pasternak, Bob Harper, I mean, my goodness, Valerie Waters, the list goes. Jeanette Jenkins, one of my good friends. Follow trainers. See the kind of information they're putting out there. And it just, it's like having a you know, a trainer's expertise for free. And it can't hurt. It's, again, like I said, it's totally free. So what else am I missing? Let's see. Here's another website that I really like, and I forgot to mention this one earlier. Basically, it's a virtual trainer. Enter your stats and fitness goals at movescount.com and daily cardio workouts register on your M4 watch. So you have this little watch that you get along with this website. And basically, if you miss a session, your routines adjust automatically to keep you on track. Like, it keeps track of you. Now, granted, it's also expensive. It's like $170. But we can always go back to a body media device, which is a very high-tech way to count calories. That also has a food journal that I love. That sucker's kind of expensive, too. But I'm actually working with them to try to create a cheaper product. But right now, they're like $180. Or a Polar heart rate monitor to count calories.
Yeah.
Not exactly a new one. But one of the best, yeah, a fabulous one. So although that wasn't a life-changing segment, I just think it's really gonna help you keep it fresh, Jay.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You're still getting the free blogging sites for Christmas, so I'm gonna send.
That's okay,
I'm gonna handwrite it on a piece of foolscap.
Just to be a piece of who?
Foolscap. Isn't that paper? Oh my God,
Jake,
really...
do you see what I still have the son of Bruce Paul in the studio, aka Jake. Do you see, Jake, what I do? Foolscap?
A piece of foolscap?
No, never in your life, no.
Maybe it's an ancient
foolscap? I have this image of you, like, scalping somebody and writing
websites.
It's
an old term for paper.
No,
it's
not.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to
write it. No, Janice, it's not.
Your Christmas present this year is going to be some blogging sites handwritten on a piece of paper. I'm going to put it in an envelope. That's what you're going to get.
That's fine. That's fine because I'm a rich person. And so when it comes time for your present, I'm going to remember this. Really, you're just effing yourself. But that's okay.
Just
keep digging.
I'm absolutely tickled by that.
Oh, good. 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 Yeah.
Okay, let's take a little break so I can start writing what your Christmas present.
See what I have to deal with? Lights go down, it's dark. The jungle is your head. Can't rule your heart. I'm feeling so much strong. Your eyes are wide, and though your soul it can't be bought, your mind can wander. Hello, hello. I'm at a place called Vertigo. It's everything I wish I didn't know. Except you. Give me something I can feel. Okay, we're back. Janice is focused now. She's
well.
Not-
Yeah, I'm not. I'm still not happy with your opening of the show, but we'll carry on.
That's just because they get a little insight into the shenanigans that go on around here.
Well, I think too
your
much
lack of focus.
Too much insight is dangerous.
Why is that?
Well, just someone told me that.
In the 50s? What are you talking about? Like the Cold War? The audience? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No, we're leaving
your
it.
Your show.
It's heaven.
It's heaven.
No, that is the best opening I think we've had to date. I stand by it. We're going to win some sort of award.
I'm sure.
For that. What are the radio Emmys? The Remmys?
Got to
be something. I want something for that opening. I thought I might talk about milk today.
Oh, good. Yes, there's been a lot of discrepancy about milk.
Well, yeah. I think there's just so much confusion. All these different kinds of milk out there. Almond, rice, coconut, dairy, what's better? What are the pros? What are the cons? It's not a secret that I'm a coconut milk supporter. Obviously, my face is on the friggin' carton. I've invested in the company, for goodness sake.
I saw a carton of you. I just saw a carton of that, and you're sitting in a coconut.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah,
I thought,
how the hell did they get that big, gigantic coconut?
It was actually a, what are those old chairs from the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
I would know, of course, being old back then. That's how you looked at me.
Snot just flew out of my nose laughing at Janice there. No, those chairs, you know, those weird half-circle chairs.
Yeah.
They go on the stand. I sat in that, and they essentially turned it into a coconut. But anyway, I fell in love with coconut milk, which I'll explain why in a minute. But I want to lay out all the various options for you guys and talk about, you know, what goes on with each one so you can make a choice. Here's the thing with dairy. First of all, a large percentage of the population is lactose intolerant, which means that you're going to have a very bad reaction to dairy. In fact, most ethnic groups, Latin, African American, have problems with dairy. I'm not quite sure why this is, but it is what it is. So right off the bat, we are alienating a huge percentage of the population when you're promoting dairy milk as the way to go. There are many health experts that will bash the crap out of dairy for various reasons and say that we have no business drinking it, we're not infants anymore, and blah, blah, blah. I personally don't really have any particular issue with dairy. I'm not lactose intolerant. I haven't noticed negative side effects in my body or my life from regular dairy when it is organic. So the reason I say this is that organic milk is really expensive. Organic dairy products are really expensive. And I'm going to say non-organic dairy is a no. It's a pass. And the reason is because these cows are being treated with hormones to make them produce massive quantities of milk. It's something like cows are only supposed to produce something like 14 gallons of milk a day. And on these hormones, they're producing like 100 gallons of milk a day. And then, of course, they get these massive bacterial infections from on their udders from, you know, this unnatural amount of milk that they're producing. And what ends up happening is then they get treated with massive quantities of antibiotics, which also function as literally a growth hormone for these cows. So it's not just dairy cows. It's also in cows that we are eating factory farmed cattle that are also treated with growth hormones and antibiotics for that reason. In addition, cows nowadays are usually fed GMO corn, genetically modified corn. Well, cows don't eat corn. They eat grass. So another problem is that cows now eating corn have to, again, be treated with antibiotics because it destroys the lining of their stomach. So dairy-fed cows, if it's not organic, they're not eating grass. Now, grass-fed cows are going to have healthier milk with omega-3s. There's not going to be hormones. There's not going to be antibiotics. And if you're not lactose intolerant, God bless. I mean, personally, I've never really come up against anything with organic milk and no lactose intolerant, you know, not no lactose intolerance issues as a, you know, then go ahead, have a blast with it. But I just find that it's expensive and inaccessible to the masses. So that leads me to start looking for dairy-free alternatives. And that's when you come up with something like soy. Now, soy, I never need to see. I never want to see it in your fridge. I can't stand it. I'm anti-soy. Everyone knows it. I have several reasons for this, which I'll recap briefly, despite the fact that I have been very vocal about this on my Facebook, on my Twitter, on the radio show previously, in other segments I've done on television. Reality is soy, unless it is fermented, is actually toxic to our bodies. Fermentation is a process that they put the soy through, and it removes the isoflavones in the soy that are believed to attack our thyroid. There are conflicting theories that soy can be anti-carcinogenic, but the reality is that it only has potential anti-carcinogenic effects if it is fermented. If, in fact, it's not fermented, they think that it could potentially be related to breast cancer or ovarian cancer because of the excess estrogens in the soy. Soy is predominantly a genetically modified crop, which means it's going to be heavily sprayed with pesticides. These pesticides have been linked from everything from infertility to cancer. Bad. And in 17 different countries around the world, they've banned soy formula because they've started to notice health issues with infants' pituitary gland. It's affecting their pituitary gland. No soy. Skip. Pass. Skip-a-roo. I got nothing else to say on it. It's an end of conversation game. No soy. And if you're sitting there going, but gosh, all the press and all the propaganda about soy. Yeah, because it's a big business. Big business. It's cheap. It's a subsidized crop by the government. And you've got big American multinational companies that produce the herbicides, the pesticides, the genetically modified soy seeds that they own the patent to. It's soy is in everything.
No kidding.
Because for that reason, soy and corn, pick up a label. So by the way, even if you were to stop and go, well, come on, moderation, you're getting your soy. It is in darn near everything. So soy milk, we're taking that off the table right now. Almond milk, if you dig it, good for you. The only thing with almonds is that make sure that they're not genetically modified. Your almond milk should say non-GMO project because almonds can be genetically modified, and they don't have to label it. So what you need to look for is non-GMO. My problem with GMOs is that they're untested, and in addition, they require high quantities of pesticides and herbicides. Almonds are very heavily sprayed. There are 9 different forms of sprays, chemical sprays, that go on almonds that are not organic. So make sure that your almond milk is organic if you're going to engage in almond milk drinking. I don't like the taste of almond milk, which is why I never really got behind it personally. But, you know, if you it's not bad for you at all, provided it's organic. So if you like the taste of it and if you can get it organic, great, super duper wonderful. Rice milk, no point. Skip it. It's just carbohydrate milk. There's nothing going on. There's no good fat in it. There's no protein in it. Like, it's not coming from one direction or another with regard to benefits. So rice milk, skip it.
Way boring.
Super, super uneventful. Not really adding anything to your quality of life. Which leads me to my personal choice, which is coconut milk. Now, this is not obviously the coconut milk you find in a can that you're making pina coladas with. Do you like pina colada? Dun, dun, getting caught in the rain. Ooh.
Like, this whole show is going to pot because of that singing.
No. Well, your opening wasn't exactly good. Right off the bat, we had a fail from...
We've got a problem with this show. But this the content is good. It's just the singing and the opening.
Don't edit it.
No.
In fact, remember when the USO speech about don't I sing, don't I dance? Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't wear a skirt and sing and dance at the USO show.
Oh, now you are. Oh.
I'm glad now. I wasn't sure, but now it's just been cemented how glad I am.
What you really are is jealous. But that's okay. So
yeah, we're not drinking the coconut milk in the can to make pina coladas.
Right, no. It's in a carton, obviously, like milk. Yeah. Here's why I dig it. First of all, again, if you were lactose intolerant, it's a non-issue for you. Number two, it is non-GMO. They're not genetically modifying coconuts these days. Yay! And it says non-GMO product on it. And what that means is the coconuts are organic, which means no pesticides, no herbicides. Yay! So we have no sprays of any kind, no genetically modified issues. We're right off the bat. We're starting off, you know, all systems go. Everything is looking good. I like that. Okay. Personally, I like the taste of it. I like the taste of the vanilla one. The unsweetened one, the plain one, I'm not a huge fan. It's not that I don't like it, but the vanilla one is so good that it's kind of like life-changing good. So that's the one that I drink. Now, it's still less calories than skim milk. So the good thing is that even if you get the vanilla coconut milk, it's got less calories in one cup than a cup of skimmed milk. So it's not like it's crazy high in calories.
Right.
What it also has, the other good thing about coconut milk in general is that it's antiviral, it's antimicrobial, it supports our immune system, and it's loaded with medium-chain fatty acids, okay? So when you're thinking, which people go, oh my gosh, it's so high in fat, that fat is not an issue. Calories are an issue. And the quality of the fat you're eating is an issue. So if it was trans fats, yes, then you'd have to worry. But medium chain fatty acids are actually processed by the body as energy. They don't lend themselves to being stored as fat. The way your body breaks them down and processes them, you immediately have the ability to access them for energy. So Google it if you don't believe me. Medium chain fatty acids, energy. And it will sort of explain the whole biochemical process of how these fats are processed in the body, why they're good for heart health, and how they give you energy and how they're not conducive to being stored as fats. Because I could go on and you'd end up wanting to kill yourself probably like you did in high school biology class. So okay, gotcha. Take my word for it or Google it. Now, here's the other thing about it. It's important that we still get our calcium. We remember Dr. V's whole segment about calcium and how important it is. Yep. You want to make sure that if you're not doing dairy, that your substitute is fortified with calcium. But it's not just about having massive quantities of calcium. Again, if we go back to our segment last week with Dr. V, the body can only process so much calcium at the same time. So if you're getting too much calcium, it's going to end up stopping you up and it's going to create problems. You want to get the right amount of calcium, and it needs to be combined with vitamin D and magnesium for calcium absorption. So what I like about the So Delicious coconut milk is that it has the magnesium with the vitamin D, with the calcium, so that you're getting at least 30% of your daily recommended calcium a day in one serving. You're not going to see that in soy. You're most likely not going to see that in, I know you're not going to see, you know, some rice, there's like rich rice milk, but again, it's not, yeah. You know, you're not getting healthy fats. You're not getting any protein from it. If you're going to buy an almond milk, I would really check and make sure that it's fortified that way on top of making sure that it's organic. That's really, really important. And last but not least, the one thing about coconut milk that people complain about is, well, it doesn't have a high quantity of protein in it. But that's kind of like saying a raspberry doesn't have a high quantity of protein in it. If you're looking for protein in the milk, if that's why you're going to the milk, then I would say do your best to go organic dairy. But it's not, this is about health benefits. This is about healthy fats. This is about calcium, magnesium, vitamin B, vitamin D. So if you're looking for protein, you can get that in many other sources, whether it's beans, eggs, fish. You could throw protein powder into the coconut milk. It doesn't matter, but that doesn't negate the health value of the product. Again, it's like saying, well, that's, you know, I ate spinach and it didn't have protein. That's not why you're eating it. That's not what makes it a superfood. So that's the rundown for you. You now know what to look for. I want you to make sure, again, that it has the right calcium fortifications with magnesium. It has to have magnesium, and it has to have vitamin D for it to be effective.
Oh my God, she talked about vitamin D a lot.
Yeah, vitamin D is super important. So anyway, that's why... that's why I'm the big So Delicious coconut milk proponent. But now you've got all the facts. Go out in the world, make a choice for yourself.
Yeah. And can we order one of them coconut chairs that you're sitting in?
I told you it's not really a coconut.
Well, I don't want to believe it's a real coconut.
No, because it doesn't exist. It didn't exist for the photo shoot.
Well, that makes me angry. I was going to put that on your Christmas list. Add it to the other things. I want that. That's what I want for Christmas. If you're looking, if you were at all were thinking of a Christmas present for me,
I wasn't, especially after you've made it very clear that I get nothing but a free website.
No, I'm going to write it out on paper though, nicely.
I might even foolscap
on some foolscap and make it nice and pretty with some colored pens and stuff.
Well, we'll see.
But I would like a coconut chair.
I'll work on it
for Christmas.
Fine.
Thank you. Okay. So now
puts up calls.
Now we can take some calls.
Good, I'm ready.
And I hope you make a call right now on my coconut chair. Thanking you. All right, so Melanie is waiting on the line for you.
Oh, Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Hi, Jillian. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I got a question for you. I am a full-time stepmom to two amazing little girls who are 8 and 9. Oh. And I have recently, I would say within the past year, I've really tried to transition them from eating junk
okay.
to eating healthy foods. And trying to teach them about it as well, because they really, I understand they're young. I
right.
guess for me, I don't, it's hard for me to comprehend the barrier there. But they're asking a lot of questions, you know, like what is high fructose corn syrup? Why do we?
Good.
Why are,
Oh my God. Exactly. I'm shocked. I can't get adults to ask these questions. This is big news.
Yes, I love it. I absolutely love it. Here's my problem, though. I don't think they have an issue. Neither kid is overweight. They're very active. We go running. We do stuff all the time. They help me cook. However, when they go to their mom's house, which is every other weekend, they do not eat the same way. And, you know, I'm not going to try and go in that direction or anything like that. But my fear is, you know, the kids go there and they're like, oh, well, Miss Melanie does this, and this is the way she cooks this, and we get this brand when we go to the store, and we do this. And their mom's kind of just like, okay, well, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? And I don't, my fear is, I guess since they're not my children, per se.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm afraid of, like, all the repercussions as far as what I'm going to get from that. And just knowing, I guess, my own self-confidence that, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. There's nothing that's going above the line. Because a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, my gosh, you're not, you know, you don't have this new house, you don't have this new house, your kids don't eat candy. And it's not that they don't, they just don't eat it in our house.
So hold on. Okay, so let me clarify for a second. So basically, you teach the kids about healthy eating and healthy living, and she does not.
Yes.
Okay. And the question is less about getting her to change. You're more feeling like, should you be stepping into this role in this way?
Right. And just, is there, you know, even though the kids are asking questions, should I draw the line somewhere and try and not give them so much information? Because
no.
These poor kids, like, literally, they're like, what is high fructose corn syrup? And I'm like, well, blah, 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 blah. And they look
And why would you, this is, no, you're not giving them any inappropriate information. You're not telling them things that are out of their ability to comprehend or that could damage their little psyches. You're not talking to them about pornography and violence.
Right.
I mean, if it was like, what is fellatio? I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I definitely, we're going to need to call Dr. Laura Berman. This, I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, like, I can't answer that one for you. But you know, when it comes to healthy eating, why wouldn't you? And here's the thing. I personally am a child of divorce. So I had a stepmother, I had a mother, I had a father. And the reality is that there's going to be tension. There just is. It sounds like there is. In a perfect world, if everybody was like kumbaya, that would be wonderful. But it doesn't sound like you've got that scenario. So I'm going to speak to you as a person right now, not a health expert, and just say, look, the one thing that you need to be careful of is no matter what their mom does, don't criticize it. Don't say your mom doesn't know what she's doing. Don't say, you know, your mom is wrong. Just simply say, like, don't comment on it, because remember that they're half their mom. So any judgment that you pass on their mom, even though she's, you know, not doing things in a perfect way, they're going to interpret as like they're half bad, or they'll go home and it'll come out of their mouths in a totally different way than you said it to her. Of, you know, Melanie says that you are an idiot, or, you know, who knows what. So it's like you don't need the drama. You know, you want to be real careful. And it's like, you just don't comment on the things they do there and just simply say, you know, guys, I respect that, but here we do it this way. And so it's like, and there's nothing wrong with, in your home, you do it this way. And to be quite honest with you, it's good for kids to have information. It's good for kids to be educated and to have boundaries of, we eat this for this reason. We do this for this reason. They're going to have boundaries that they're going to respect you for, because kids need boundaries. And ultimately, they are children. They shouldn't be making decisions about what goes in their mouth, or they'd be eating Fruit Loops and McDonald's all day long. That's what adults are for. They protect their kids. So you're doing your job when they're with you. As long as you're not berating the mom, as long as you don't get involved on that level, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. And if she turns around and is like, well, Melanie's giving them whole grain bread, who gives a crap?
Right.
So what? Is she going to, what, take you to court for that? Good luck.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, it's like, great. Well, you know, go talk to your lawyer and get back to me and let me know, you know, if your lawyer recommends that we give them Fruit Loops. Like, give me a break. It's not, you know, if she's pissed off, she's pissed off, period. Yeah. So, you know, it's not going to be, because as long as you don't deal with her directly or comment on her or get involved in her parenting skills, if she, you know, that's her issue. So you just keep doing what you're doing. Follow your heart. Make it about your home, the time that you spend with them. When they ask you questions, answer it. One of the things that I always do with kids, whether I'm working with them professionally or they're my friend's children, you know, I have a 9-year-old godson, you know, whatever it might be, I talk to them. I'm like, well, guys, you know, here's what this food does to you. And I show them that. And then I'll say, like, you know, my godson loves, like, Luke Skywalker. And I'm like, Luke Skywalker would eat this because it gives him, you know, power to utilize the force and it makes him strong and he can do all these things. You know, Luke Skywalker wouldn't eat that because it would make him like that. And it's like, you know, kids get it. They get it. And it's important they that they get it.
They do. I was kind of worried only because my older stepdaughter, she's like, well, at daycare today, I had a carton of milk and had 5 grams of protein and this. And I'm just like, okay, like, I just want to make sure I'm not pushing them towards being like,
sweetie, it sounds complex. Like she's just learning how to engage you. Right. If you start to see things like weight issues or fear of food or, you know, then you can ramp it down. But you know, and if she's like, I'm afraid to eat that or you know, they're not eating, that's one thing. But it also sounds like she's engaging you on some level, trying to make you proud on some level, showing you that she's paying attention. Great. Awesome.
They're awesome.
We should all be so lucky. My God.
You're
doing it. It sounds to me like you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
If I could, I did have another question, if you have time.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up all the time. Okay, my next question is about me, actually. My husband and I are both in the military, and unfortunately, we're about to high-five, meaning he will come back and I will leave. And I worked really hard for, like, the past year as far as eating organic and doing, you know, clean eating, not eating junk. And this is my fear, is that I've been there, done that, so I know what's over there. I know it's going to be available to me, which... pretty much crap. They may call them vegetables, but they're not. You know.
I know. I literally just got back from doing a USO tour.
I saw that, and I threatened my husband. I was like, if you see her, back, otherwise I will kick your ass. But anyways, I was just wondering if there were any supplements or meal replacements, anything that you could recommend as far as something that I could order to maybe kind of hinder as much.
Yeah.
I can. I understand.
Well, what I did there, and it was a challenge because the food is there's so much salt in it because you guys are sweating all the time.
Right.
I mean, it's just because of the heat. So, to a certain extent, I get it because you are constantly in those temperatures and what have you. I'm not sure even where you're going, but just having been over in that part of the world, it was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was at the salad bar 24/7. Not going to kid you.
Right.
So, you know, I was doing that and I was doing like the cereal, you know, I was picking like a healthier cereal or oatmeal and things of that nature. But, you know, there was a lot of fruit. The fresh vegetables was a challenge. That's where I was living at the salad bar. So, you know, go for those options whenever possible. With regard to supplementation, I've become a bit of I'm a supplement whore. I mean, I to the point that I hate to seem inaccessible, but I'll be honest with what I take. And I take a lot just because I realize how depleted my food is and I don't sit the, you know, nutrient wise that our soil's depleted and I eat out a lot. So it may not necessarily be organic and what have you. I do a multivitamin from New. I like a company called New Chapter Organics. So
I get the same ones. I like
New Chapter Organics. I take a probiotic because I don't really eat a ton of dairy anymore. I do mostly coconut based replacement products like coconut milk or even coconut yogurt. And though it's fortified with calcium and magnesium, I don't get a ton of dairy. And I noticed a huge difference in my body and my immunity in particular when I take probiotics. So I take a probiotic. I was taking vitamin B because I don't eat red meat, but I started doing grass-fed beef like once every 6 weeks. And I stopped taking the vitamin B because of the multi. So if you're eating red meat on occasion, it's less of an issue. Then you also need to start looking at specific conditions. So, for example, I have osteopenia, which means I'm prone to having osteoporosis. So I take a calcium and magnesium supplement before bed. but that's because of my condition. So, right. you know, that's because I'm being preventative. So if you don't have a reason to take it, if you're getting plenty of calcium, Dr. V was explaining again about getting like the tests that will show you where your calcium levels, you know, where your calcium level is in the blood, your DEXA scan to show bone density. So basically looking at what you might be struggling with physically and then supplementing accordingly. And then I also take an antioxidant, truthfully, okay. just cause I work out so much right. And you become pro-oxidant, you're constantly releasing those free radicals from exercise in the body. So I take an antioxidant as well. And that's me. But again, like I'm, you know, then I take, I'm a nut job. Then I'll take, you know, when I work out, I'll take a fat burner to get the extra edge or, you know, I'll take a protein supplement after I train. Like I'm weird with supplementation and it gets right. expensive and it starts to become inaccessible to the masses. So if I really had to pull out of all the crap that I put in, you know, that I supplement in my body on a daily basis, I would just say a rock solid multi and a probiotic are key. I eat a ton of fish, so I don't do fish oil. If you don't like fish, and an omega supplement, omega-3 supplement is not a bad idea. Make sure that you do your research online, that it doesn't have mercury levels in it, because some of them have high mercury.
Right.
And those would be my top recommendations.
Okay. Do you, as far as, there's going to be certain times where a chow hall is not even anywhere near me, which is, you know, like the place where they go have all the food,
yeah.
I guess. So we eat these things called MREs, which are,
yes,
I know
what that is. They're like yeah. 500, they're like an obscene.
Exactly. They're to sustain someone for like days, not like a meal. And, that at certain times is going to be literally like my only option of food. But I was doing some research as far as there's different shakes and bars that are like literally like a meal replacement.
Yes.
Like raw organic. And I just, you know, are there any of those that you recommend?
The bars that I love, a friend of mine makes these and I love them. He basically struck a deal with Greens Bars and he formulates his own bars. They're called 22 Days Bars. And they're all organic hemp protein, no soy. Hemp is a highly digestible form of protein, really good for you. A lot of antioxidants in it. Really a solid quality bar. I think it's around 200 calories. Some of them might be around 220. That's one of my favorite protein bars to fall back on. And when I think about shakes, I mean, even I make like a ready to drink whey protein shake, but how you're going to get that over there, I don't even know.
Well, I can order supplements, and if I, you know, if we're going out of the wire, pretty much serving size, little plastic bag, and shove it in my pack, and that's, you know, water is something we'll have. I may not be able to mix it with any form of milk or anything, but whatever, I'll drink it with water if I have to.
you can get it with, you can get them ready to drink. So,
okay.
For example, like mine are just ready to drink whey protein shakes for exactly that reason. Like if you travel with you and you can't bring powder and you can't blend it, it's just
right.
ready to drink. And it's like under 200 calories. But that's because everything I do is, you know, slim, 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 slim. I'm focused on like giving you the healthiest amount, you know, the highest amount of nutrients for the
right.
low, you know, that's calorie light on calories, not calorie dense. If you need high calories, you know, then you could be... I'm actually not even sure what's in it. I shouldn't even say this. I don't even know what's in Muscle Milk because I don't drink it. But even those Ensures are like low, you know, you'll get 400 or 500 calories a pop out of those bad boys
right.
if you're looking for calorie dense stuff.
Okay.
If not, you know, like stuff like mine, 200 calorie whey protein shake, all natural, sweetened with stevia, that's a good option.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right, but be safe, buddy.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Be safe, please.
Oh, it's nothing but a thing.
And thank you for all you're doing for us.
Well, thank you so much. You totally rock, by the way.
Oh,
like my idol, so.
Thank you so much. Be safe and tell your husband I said be safe. Get home safe. And we all really appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, you know what I'm going to say?
You're going to end the show. Yeah.
Yeah,
I knew it. I was ready for it.
What a cool woman. What a
I know.
Cool woman.
Yeah. I hate sending them over there. I'm not going to kid you. I hate it. I really, it's like, I know this is not a forum for politics, but I just, when I think to myself of like, would I ever want my friend, my wife, my husband, my son, my daughter, my mom, my dad over there? Nothing's worth it. Nothing. And you could be like, our freedom. If you said, okay, you will live with no freedom, but your loved one will not be harmed, I would choose that.
An interesting.
Oh, you know, choose it. I'd be like, not worth it. No, I don't
but
care.
But what an interesting Sophie's Choice moment to ask that kind of question.
Ugh.
You know, like, well.
It's hell over there. I'm not kidding. It really is. It is not. It is literally hell over there. And I just can't wait till it's over. Anyway. All right. Have an awesome day.
You too. See you next week.
Yeah. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, sorry. You know. Just so cruel.
I'm not.
I know you're not talking to me.
Talking to the audience.
All right.
You guys have an awesome day. Peace.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.